parents today. We're glad that you are here and worshiping with us, and a special welcome to you if you are visiting this morning. We have a number of announcements to bring to your attention. Many of them are in your bulletin, but first of all, there is nursery available during the worship service. If you have need of a nursery, it's in the far hallway there through the fellowship hall. Several upcoming activities here at church. On November 6th, there will be baptism. So if you have interest in being baptized, please talk to Pastor Jim, ideally today or as soon as possible, so that we know for sure how to plan for that. This morning, we will have Sunday school and actually go to your Sunday school classes. We haven't done that for a little while. We've had missionaries with us the last couple of weeks, and fifth grade and up has been here in the sanctuary. But today it'll be regular Sunday school time, and you'll notice there on the left-hand side on your bulletin at the bottom a list of all of our Sunday school classes, and we invite you to stay for Sunday school. On that note, last week the persons were here with us, and they shared during Sunday school, and there was an offering taken during Sunday school for the persons, but it wasn't made entirely clear that that was for the persons. So if you're interested in giving toward that offering for the persons, you could still do that today. Just make sure that you make a note that that is for the love offering for the persons. Also related to Sunday school, you'll see details in your bulletin about the Sunday school Christmas program, and take a look at that, about all the details related to that, including when the rehearsal will be and when the performance will be, and some details related to the ages involved and so forth. So take a look at that, and questions related to that can be addressed to Lori Freemark or Kelly Van Buren. This afternoon, there is a ladies event here at the church, and so I know that there's quite a few who are signed up to participate in that, and so we hope that that'll be a great time this afternoon for the ladies from 2 to 5:30. There is still a Bible study this evening as well for the ladies' adorn study and the men's stepping up study. Those will still be happening tonight at 7. One thing that's not in your bulletin, just to make you aware of if you're interested, this coming Wednesday evening at 7:45, Holly Friesen will be speaking in chapel at Sunshine Bible Academy. So if you are interested in hearing from Holly about her work in Ukraine and some things that have been going on in Ukraine, anyone that is interested is welcome to attend chapel at SBA 7:45 Wednesday evening. That is in the chapel. And then you see there's a purple insert in your bulletin about the Art of Parenting event that is coming up on November 12th. And we actually have a little video related to that that we are going to take a look at now.
If you start out your job knowing how long this kid's going to live, everything changes. And I happen to know how long every kid lives. They live forever.
Our decisions, our lives are going to affect 10 generations down the road.
With the birth of our firstborn daughter, I literally had the feeling of wanting to turn her over and find, where are the instructions?
When you look at scripture, it's not the children's minister or the youth minister that God calls first to disciple children. It's the parents.
If we want to expose our kids to God, we need to view them like God views them.
God is an incredible father. God has rebellious kids.
Don't be put off because they're not listening to you. They are listening, but in a different way.
You're showing them how faith connects to real life. That's really valuable in terms of helping kids understand how faith matters to them.
I think there was somewhat of a fear that we're not going to be able to go out and do all the things that we got to. Like, our marriage is going to look different.
I get worried that I'm not doing enough.
Sometimes make sure parents can be a little overprotective.
Michael Jr., I was wondering what your feeling is on spankings.
I'm a grown man. I don't get them no more, bro.
No matter what kind of a family you come from, you can be the first of a healthy generation.
Okay, so again, that will be on Saturday, November 12th, and there is a sign-up sheet, I believe, in the foyer if you're interested in signing up there, or you can respond online on the Facebook event. Just indicate that you are going. Also, if you notice on your insert that Friday night before, they'll be showing the movie Like Arrows, and that'll be at 6:30 on Friday night, the 11th. And then at the bottom, you see there's a little note about if you need assistance for childcare, or for paying for childcare. Contact Jolene Hahn about that. And the Women's Outreach has also asked that there are some of us in the congregation who are kind of beyond the stage of life where maybe a parenting class would be valuable to us. But if that is where you are and you're still interested in helping, it would be an opportunity to maybe provide a financial donation to help with the cost of attending for a family that would benefit from going, or to provide pay for their child care. So if you're interested in helping financially in that way, you can talk to Jolene about that. Do we have any other announcements? Okay, our call to worship this morning is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ.
Please join together as we stand and sing hymn 333. 333, His Way With Thee. Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with Him within the narrow road? Would you have Him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let Him have His way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. It's best for Him to have His way with thee. Would you have Him make you free and follow at His call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have Him save you so that you need never fall? Let Him have His way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will be. 'Twas best for Him to have His way with thee. Would you in His kingdom find a place of constant rest? Would you prove Him true in providential test? Would you in His service labor always at your best? Let Him have His way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will speak. 'Twas best for Him to have His way with thee. Greet one another this beautiful morning.
Again, we extend a greeting and a grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today, and we welcome each one of you. This is our time that we bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. Just one from my wife and family. Tammy, throughout the years, has suffered from headaches, and those have been quite frequent, but also she's dealing with some significant pain, and so she would just appreciate prayer from the congregation for those things. Are there other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June.
Ronnie's cousin's funeral is tomorrow. Her mom is having just a horrible time.
So Margo is the mom. Okay.
Tammy's the daughter that died at 58.
And that is always very difficult. So we will be praying for the family and for comfort. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie.
My brother Vernon, his health continues to spiral downward. This week he went in for a pre-surgical examination. And that examination found another problem, much more serious than the surgery was addressed. And he's kind of in a downer mood. Mm. He spent all his life working, saving. And now he realizes he should have repaired the cancer earlier. Mm.
Well, thank you for the update on Vernon. He's been on our prayer request list for a while, and we will continue to pray. He had a pre-surgical appointment this week, and part of that assessment, they found something more serious than what the surgery was about. So we will be praying for his health issues. And any other prayer requests? Heidi. And that is a huge praise. Was working at Sunshine when the first team made it. And so it is a huge accomplishment, knowing both here at Miller and at Sunshine, the robotics program has grown significantly throughout the state. And so the competition has got even more fierce. And so that is a huge accomplishment, and praying for them. I believe that's the 3rd and 4th of December is the... Which is a different prayer request, right? That Sunshine's auction is, I believe, on the 3rd. So, but we will take each opportunity as it comes. But yes, that's a huge praise for the robotics team. Other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Anita. So the first niece's name, or the niece with RA is?
Oh, Ojana. And that's the niece with arthritis. And Pam is the niece with cancer.
So we'll be praying for Anita's niece's, Georgia, that is dealing with the rheumatoid arthritis, and Pam that is going through the cancer treatments. So yes, we will pray alongside. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning, just the reminder as we look out as The fields are becoming more and more open as harvest is continuing, as the dust is around and permeating everything. We are reminded of your provision for us, that throughout this year, you've known of our significant need of moisture. You know the livelihood of our community is based upon the ag world, and with the rising prices and costs of things. And so, Father, in uncertain times, we cling to you to be our provider. Father, I pray for safety in those that are out working the long hours, for equipment, for how dry conditions are. We pray that you would be with our first responders, that and those that are trying to keep the fires down. And you know of our need of moisture. Father, we ask that you would provide, that you would help recharge the soil, our pastures. Father, we pray for the fact that you, as the one that we are totally dependent upon, you would remind us daily of your presence, that you would bring the reminder that you've taken care of all of our greatest needs. The fact that we needed a relationship with you and that we could not come back to you. You provided us the sacrifice of your Son, that he willingly came to the cross, and that because of his sacrifice, our trust in him, our belief in the provision of having our sins forgiven, we know that you will take care of our daily needs. Father, we acknowledge that there are many things in our lives that we cannot control. We think we can. Forgive us for when we try to wrest control from you. We lift up our request to you today. I pray for my wife and for the physical needs that she has, dealing with the headaches and the frustration and that brings, especially the mobility issues she has, but also the pain that she endures. Father, we just pray that you as the great physician would heal. Also, as seeing doctors, that you would provide. Father, we lift up Ron's cousin, Margot, with the funeral for Tammy, and how sudden, and that is a reminder that we do not know when our lives will end. Father, I pray that we would be prepared no matter what may come, but I also pray that you would, in their grief, be able to use your church to demonstrate that you love them, that you would bring them peace of mind and heart. Father, we also pray for Ernie's brother Vernon, that you would be with him. The struggle that he's had with his health issues and the looking back and all the woulda, shoulda, couldas, that you would help him to see that you are able to redeem those. For his physical needs, we ask that you would heal, that you would draw him to yourself, and that you would let him know that you are present. Father, we pray for Anita's nieces, that for Georgia, as she deals with rheumatoid arthritis, the pain there, the medications, and trying to get everything adjusted, that you would heal. Also for Pam, as she deals with the cancer treatments, that you would help her through this time, that you would help her with all the physical effects that come with trying to battle cancer, but also for the emotional effects, that you would help her there too as well. Father, we're grateful for the students in our community, for the opportunities they've had for yesterday, for state cross country, and for those that were able to run and participate, and the close of a season, and for those seniors that was the just one more chapter being finished in their high school time. We thank you for watching over them. We also are grateful for these experiences and for the SBA robotics team that as they prepare for the next step, we thank you that you have allowed them to navigate through all the challenges so far. And we ask that you give them wisdom as they work on the robot and all the different facets that go with the next step in the competition. Father, also help them enjoy the time and not be so stressed out. Father, we are grateful that you give us these experiences, that successes and challenges, to know that life is going to be full of those, but we can depend upon you. Father, we lift up our missionaries to you. We thank you for the time we had with the Persons this past weekend, also the time before that with Rocky and Ruth and Grace Schmid, and for Glenda and Glenn Palmquist as a part of CEF, and the reminder of what you're doing around the world. We pray for the Manas as we focus upon their ministry this month, thankful for their safety when they're in Kiev, but also in their time on sabbatical. Help them to rest and recuperate and to re-energize. We thank you for the gifting that you've given to Mike and to Judy. We pray for their health needs, and especially looking at their last letter, the health needs that Judy didn't even know she had that were taken care of. Father, for the offering we're about to receive from your people, we ask that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for that, Janelle. Good morning. We welcome you here again this morning. I invite you to stand with us in worship here for just a few minutes.
Lord, I lift your name on. So glad you're in my life. came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I love to sing your praises.
Lord, I love to sing your praises.
I'm so glad you're in my
life. I'm so glad you're in my life.
I'm so glad you came
to save
to
us.
From heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Exalted on high, I will praise him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise his name. He is the Lord, forever his truth shall reign. Exalted on high, I will praise him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise his name. He is the Lord, forever his truth shall reign.
Song. I know these aren't very new songs, but they are still very good songs, and I believe they're still very well known, I hope.
All we treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone.
Son was willing to come and take the fall, that he was willing to die on the cross in our place, pay the penalty for our sins. We thank you for the hope of eternal life that we have because of his sacrifice. Thank you for the privilege of worshiping you and singing praises to you, and pray now that as we look into your word that we would learn from it and take from it what we can apply in our lives to live lives that are pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we pray.